Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Do you still have Christmas shopping to do? Well, if so, you're not alone, because with the slowing economy, many consumers are waiting to see how low retailers are going to go with their markdowns. And that's good. But be wise. With a couple of weeks left to go, there's still plenty of time to get into trouble if you're not careful. So today we've got the top three ways to avoid getting in over your head during the holidays. Number one, make a Christmas spending plan. Decide how much you can afford to spend without going into debt and stick to it. Make a list of all the people that you want to give gifts to, and then decide how much to spend on each person. And make sure to include the cost of wrapping paper, decorations, and shipping, all those things that go along with sending a gift. And number two, make sentimental gifts. Some of the most appreciated gifts are meaningful, not necessarily expensive. A handmade gift, a song, or a handmade card with a special scripture can be a cherished gift. And number three, leave home without the credit card. Use cash instead. Studies have shown that people who use credit cards spend almost a third more than people who use cash. So when you add the finance charges using plastic to pay for Christmas, you could end up spending nearly twice as much than if you just use cash. It simplifies everything. When the cash runs out, you go home. It's very simple. So these are three great ways to keep your holiday spending in check. For more advice on managing money wisely, according to God's financial principles, visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life, a daily radio outreach of Crown Financial Ministries. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.